I'm excited about this next story. There's some turtles have arrived on the Sunshine Coast. Three nests have been discovered, including one of a critically endangered loggerhead turtle on the northern part of the Gulf of the Sunshine Coast. On the line, I've got Lee Warnaminder, the president of the Cooloman North Shore Coast Turtle Care on the Sunshine Coast. How are you, Lee?
Well, thank you.
So there's three nests in three different locations. Now, firstly, how common is it for turtles to nest on the Sunshine Coast?
We have them nest every year.
Have a few?
Yep, the numbers vary from year to year, but normally we have somewhere about 50 nests a year between North Bribie and Noosa.
So 50, 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
or
right?
50 nests.
Yeah, yes. 50 nests, yeah. And they just pop up on the beach and you and your team at the North Shore Coast Turtle Care, is that it? Cooloman North Shore Coast Care
and, they're our turtle volunteers, yes.
So you just go out and find them?
Well, we have a little army of people walking the beach, both here and council has turtle care from Mooloolaba South.
Yeah.
So early morning beach walkers are... walk on the high tide mark looking for tracks, and they're quite, once you've seen a turtle track, you don't forget what they look like. And then they give us a call and we will go down and try and locate where the eggs are and mesh it to prevent fox predation.
Oh, so that's what you do. You sort of mesh around the area to make sure, you know.
So nothing can dig it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People or animals.
That's right. And it's plastic mesh, so the hatchlings can get through when it's time for them to emerge. And then we just keep an eye on them. We GPS them. And then when the hatchlings have run, you can see that there's lots of little tracks.
Yep.
So we then dig up the empty shells and count them to try and work out how many hatchlings have actually made it to the water.
That's amazing. So do you divulge where these three ones are, or is it all a big secret?
Actually, there's four now because I think Bribie had a nest as well. There's one has happened at Shelley Beach.
Yeah.
And we've had one at Yarrumba. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, there's a green nest at Pincushion, north of the Murrumbidgee River.
Oh, right. Amazing.
So, yeah. It's exciting. We all get excited at the beginning of turtle season.
Yeah. Well, I do too. I am booked in with the family at Mon Repos on January 7.
Oh, that's very exciting. So hopefully you'll get to see the hatchlings and the adult turtles coming up to lay as well.
Yeah, January 7, we could get a crossover. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, and best of both.
Now, anyone who's going to Mon Repos, because I've been there before 4 years ago, but we're going back again because we loved it so much. The key is insect repellent.
Yes. And a bit of coffee.
Yeah, in case you're there all night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fabulous what you do. And you get good support from the community and everyone up there.
We don't get many
idiots trying to turn up near where those nests are and make a fool of themselves.
No. Big thing is the big takeout message that we can all do to help the turtles is to reduce your plastic. Particularly hard plastic. So... try not to buy bottles of water. Take a bottle, refill it. So reuse, reduce, and recycle. And the other thing is to keep off the dunes because that's where the turtle nests are. And the more intact the dunes are, the safer they are from erosion. And foot traffic on the sand dunes is detrimental to the well-being of both the nest and the dunes itself.
Okay, Lee Warnaminder, Sunshine Coast Turtle Care. It's brilliant what you do. Thanks for letting us know what's happening. It's exciting to see that nature is working well out there and those turtles are back on the Sunshine Coast.
Absolutely. And all the best for you too at Mon Repos.
Oh, yeah, we're very excited.
May they be thick and fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's unlikely to be fast, actually.
it's brilliant. And, you know, I can't believe it only cost $60 to take a family of five.
I know.
$60, I just said to them, you're dreaming.
It's highly recommended because you actually stand much better chance of seeing something than you would if you wandered around the beaches here day in, day out.
100%.
Yep.
Thanks, Lee.
My pleasure. Take care. Thanks.